Good morning. How are you all this morning? Did you hear what Jesus commanded you all to be? At the end of the gospel lesson, did you hear that? Jesus says, be perfect. Are any of you perfect children? Miranda is the perfect child. You are too? Well, who knew that we would... Sometimes you're perfect too? Oh, so you two are perfect except when you're together. I'll check with your mom a little later about that. Well, what does it mean to be perfect? You can't be, but I mean, if you could be perfect, what would that mean? Do everything right. Okay? Perfect. What does perfect mean? Any ideas? Normal. I would think being perfect would be abnormal. But, okay. To be perfect means to be without flaw or blemish. That's what a lot of people think perfect means. So when Jesus says to you, be perfect, does it mean that you could never make a mistake? If you thought that way, yeah, you could never make a mistake. Every test you took would be a one plus, A plus, 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 plus. You'd get 100%. Can you do any better than that? Oh, see, now, Ryan in the first service said, yes, you can, because you can get extra credit. So then you could be perfect plus. To be perfect. Well, when Jesus is talking about being perfect, he uses a word that really doesn't mean without flaw or blemish. It means be finished. To be finished. It's teleos is the word. Well, it's something that's a little bit different than being without flaw or getting 100% on every exam or always making sure that you never make a mistake. Jesus says, be perfect as your Father is perfect, as your Father in heaven is perfect. Well, throughout the whole first part of the gospel lesson, Jesus says things like, you have heard it said to love your neighbor as yourself. But I say to you, love your, do you remember what he said? Enemies. Enemies, thank you. Love your enemies. See, you're not perfect. You mispronounced the word. Love your enemies. And then he says all of these different things. And what Jesus is trying to say to us is, be perfect. And how do you be perfect? Well, because God makes you finished. Even though you don't get 100% on all your tests, even though on very, very, very rare occasions you can push your sister at the beginning of the children's sermon. Even though at times you might even get into little fights, even though sometimes you might not pay attention. You're perfect. You're finished because of God. God wants us to have God's love, and that's what finishes us and makes us perfect. So I can, with an absolutely straight face sitting right next to Gregory, say, you are all perfect children. Perfect because of God. So thank you, perfect children. I'm glad you could be with us today. And if you can just be a little above average with your parents,